How glad you are to see him. Good to see you. Ice cream. I forgot this. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. You could turn over to Exodus 23, verse 25, please. I'm going to read out of King James. I'm going to pray and we'll get started. Father God, we love, thank you, and we do praise you. We do magnify your holy name, and thank you, Father God, for sending the helper, the advocate, the standby, the intercessor, the Holy Ghost, the one alongside teach us, that'll teach us, Father God, and help us. And I thank you, Father God, just make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer this morning, bringing forth truths this morning from your word, that not only that you would have for this congregation, but also for me, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And everybody in agreement said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to talk about love. See, so y'all calm down. Calm down. Calm down. You know, it's always good to shout and to run, but a lot of times we need to think as well.
Yes,
amen. We need to learn it all. Amen.
Yes.
And trust me, it's been helping me tremendously. Amen. King James, I guess I should turn there. Exodus 23. Exodus 23, verse 25. It says, "And ye shall serve who? And he shall what? And thy water." And then it says, "I will." Who is the I? What's he going to do? Amen. "There shall nothing cast their young." Amen. "Nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill." Amen. That's old covenant, right? This is old covenant, but yet he told them, "Look, you walk in my commandments, and I'll take sickness from away from you."
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Everybody, we all read the same thing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Turn over to John 13, please. John 13, verse 34. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Says a new what?
Amen.
Because the old is the old and this is the new, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. "I give unto you that you what?
Love one another.
As I have loved you."
Yes.
"That you also love" who?
"One another."
Amen. So then, you know, if God will take sickness away from us, according to Old Testament, that's what he told him. "You walk in my commandments, keep my statutes, I'll do what? I'll take sickness away from you," right? We just read it. Y'all remember that? Exodus 20, 25, 23? 23, 25? Y'all remember that? Okay, and now he says a new commandment. That what?
Love.
Because see, if you love, then you will not do any of the actual commandments. Because if you love somebody, you won't talk against them. If you love someone, you won't kill them.
Amen.
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 If you love God, you won't bear false witness.
Yes.
If you love somebody, you won't steal from them.
Yes.
See, love covers all the commandments.
Yes.
That's why he says, "A new commandment I'll give you."
Yes.
That you love one another.
Yes.
As I have loved you, right?
Yes.
And then so if he'd take the sickness away from them back then, because the old covenant is good, but you know, we have a new covenant, which is what?
Much better.
Much better. So it's got to be part of the old and more of the new, correct? For it to be better.
Amen.
Anybody, everybody agree?
Yes, sir.
Somebody?
Yes, sir.
Anybody? Okay. I'm going to preach to you for a little bit. Amen. You amen it good. Amen. So then if he'll take sickness away from them, what do you think he'll do for us if we walk in love? So then if sickness is trying to attach itself to my body and I pray about it and I get somebody to agree with me and nothing's happening or I'm not seeing any effects or if there's lack that's coming in and I take authority over Satan. You know, I plead the blood over the situation. I command Satan to take his hands off my money, but nothing's changing. What do you think I should do? You think there's something wrong with God?
No.
You think I go to God and say, hey, God, this faith thing that you gave us, it ain't working. What would you think it was? I would always check my love walk if my prayers aren't being heard and answered. If my faith ain't working,
yeah,
first place I would go is my love walk.
Yeah.
What does my love walk look like?
Right.
Because God said he will take sickness away from us. Brother Hagin went, 60, 70 years and didn't have a headache?
Yeah.
So there's obviously something to it. He said when everybody else wouldn't walk in love, he said I'd continue to walk in it. He said because first off, sickness will be taken away from me, so sickness won't be allowed to attack me or anybody in my family. If I continue to stay in love, and then people get kind of confused and like, well, I've been praying about this for a long time. I don't know why nothing's changing. Well, have you checked your love walk? You can't just run around cussing people out and then think God's going to bless you.
Amen.
Because is that how Jesus acted on earth?
Right.
How did he act?
He loved everybody.
Amen. Some of y'all are unsure. Jesus loved everybody. Well, he got mad and kicked all them changers out. But he said he got angry, but he did what? Sin not. See, when we get angry, first thing out of our mouth is that idiot. Look how stupid he is. You think that's love? I can't believe that person did that. Just moron. I can't believe y'all would do that. Look, you see what they're acting like? Look, you see what they're saying over there? Is that love? Look, I mean, I know y'all don't. We'll be all right. We'll get through this. Amen. First place I would always check is love. I check my love walk. Amen. Amen. Romans 5:5. Hallelujah. Romans 5:5. I'll read that out of the King James as well. Y'all all right? Amen. We'll get through this. God is helping us. Holy Ghost is directing us. Amen. This is good stuff. It really is. Actually, let me read something to y'all first. I got a book that I really, really love. This one's a little mini book. It's like, how many pages? 30 pages? 32 pages? But it's called Love Never Fails.
Amen.
This book right here will help you. But he says a statement in here that really just caught my attention. He said, if we could just get people to walk in love and know what belongs to them because they're walking in love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because they're walking in love, we wouldn't have to have a healing service for Christians. That just, right when I think I'm doing pretty good, I read something like that, just knocks my head right where my feet were a few seconds ago. Now I go, okay, God, I got you. Obviously, I need some help. Please help me. Because I'm walking through this life like everybody else. And back when I was in the military and before it, first thing, if somebody popped off, you educated them. You can't do that now. You can, but you need to ask for a lot of repentance. You just got to be forgiven. You got, God, I messed up again. Please forgive me. Look, none of us is perfect. Say, none of us is perfect. It's a continual walk, but we're getting there. Amen. We can't just go around still mouthing everybody or popping off at the mouth about everything and go, well, everybody's not perfect. Yeah, but you're not even trying. I mean, you ain't even putting no, forth no effort at all. You're just like, I hate you. You're stupid. Just roll, you know, we ain't doing nothing there, right? But he said we wouldn't have to have healing services for Christians. That really struck me. For Christians, we wouldn't have to have healing services for them. Because whenever you're walking in love, what will God, what did he say he would do? Amen. Some of us are unsure. So you should probably write down those scriptures and just meditate on them then. Because if part of the old, we got to have part of the old and then some new for it to be better than the old, correct? And so if he said he'd take sickness away from them, is he a respecter of person, God?
No.
Say no. So then will he do it for us if I'm walking in love? We wouldn't have to have healing services for Christians. We'd have them for unbelievers instead. Unbelievers. Unbelievers. People that are not Christians. Amen. I mean, that we should always make sure that we're keeping a real close eye. We might go a little long today. I just want to prep you all right now because I just seen the clock. Look, it's really good though, I promise. The Holy Ghost will help us get out what we need. Amen. And if you get tired, just fall out on the floor, play like it is the Holy Ghost, you know? Amen. If you start snoring, though, I'm going to laugh. I'm just going to tell you right now. Yeah, right. Speaking of tongues. Amen. Amen. Romans 5:5, it says, and hope maketh not of what? Because what? Where has it been shed? Whose hearts? So then you're telling me that the love of God is already on the inside of you. See, the problem is we don't exercise it. We don't develop it. We don't use it. And so that whenever something does pop come up, we just ride out with the mouth with something just more hurtful than doing any good. Harmful to us in our physical bodies. Amen. Whenever we start looking at it like this, then it changes the whole concept of everything. Because trust me, I'm telling you, I haven't always been perfect at it, but I'm getting there. Amen. Because studying this, I ain't going to lie to you, this is probably more for me than any of y'all. Because it's really helping me. I'm telling you, it really is. It's helping me to watch what I'm talking about and to not just run my mouth, not to get angry at everybody just because, you know, whatever, because they're not doing it what I think. Who cares? Regardless, I got to focus on Ricky. Continue, stay in love, and the overflow and sickness will be taken away from me. Overflow will be on me. Amen. He said, because the love of God is shed abroad, say in my heart. Say in my heart. I have the love of God on the inside of me. And I'll start developing it from today forward. Amen. Let's go over to Galatians 5 real fast, please. Galatians 5, about verse 22. I'm going to read it out of the Passion. You got the Passion? You're probably getting it, sorry. You heard me. You're awesome. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is the what?
Divine love.
Divine love.
Yeah.
Say divine love.
Divine love.
See, divine love. Divine love, it takes no record of any wrong. It could care less what anybody's saying. It doesn't get upset easy. It doesn't get moved by emotions of what everybody's talking about, what's going on in our life. Because see, emotions try to come in and then we start using our mouth, and Satan will use that to speak death to our life, death to our finances, death to our health. But not us, right? Amen. So, but the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine. Say divine.
Divine.
Divine love in all its varied expressions. Amen. Joy that what?
Overflows.
Amen. Peace.
That subdues.
Amen. Patience.
Endures.
Son, you had me till we said that.
Amen.
Time out. Can I have a definition for endures? Amen. I really, one day, I'm going to buy a GoPro, right? And I'm going to wear it and then broadcast it up here. That way y'all can see y'all's faces. What is the definition? Let's read it. Did y'all hear that?
Says suffer something painful or difficult patiently. Endure.
Painful or difficult? Difficult. What is it?
Remain in the existence last.
But it's patient. It's patient. And it's not just moved. It doesn't get all haughty, upset just because something's not going your way, just because some bolt ain't fitting how it should. Hallelujah. A lot of times I'll just speak to the stuff I'm working on.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm not going to waste my time, allow myself to get upset, and then say something stupid. I'll grab whatever I'm working on and you're going to function how you're supposed to function. You're going to do what I'm supposed to be doing to you right now, and it's going to work.
Yeah.
And if I'm missing anything, Holy Ghost, show me. That way I can get it done quickly and proficiently. Amen. Kindness. Patience that endures. Say, poke your neighbor and say, patience that endures. Amen. That endures. It endures. Amen. This is something that all of us need to constantly work on. None of us have got there yet. I promise you. Kindness in what? In action. You mean not just looking at people like... What? I didn't say nothing. I ain't even going to lie. I'm glad I showed up today. I really am. Amen. Kindness in action. In action. That's constantly walking in love. Constantly. Not just letting anything move you or get you. Allow you to get out of love. Why allow something that Satan's wanting to come to steal, kill, and destroy? Why allow him to do something to you to get you knocked out of love? Where the healing flows, where overflow is, where joy is. Why allow Satan to do something like that to us? We need to make sure we're paying attention to that. We really do. Especially, you know, whenever you get to Walmart and the line's 8 miles long or whatever, or you go to a gas station and everybody's parked the wrong way, nobody's getting gas, they just went into the store to get something. You know, apparently that's a couple of y'all. Good Lord, too many of y'all laughed on that one. Because if we just stop and think, how many times have I done something like that probably just aggravated the fire out of somebody? But yet I'm Mr. Perfect right now because that's not me, so this person's stupid because he's doing it. Amen. Kindness in action. Not rolling your eyes. That's not even talking about people when they're gone. Well, they didn't hear me. A life full of what? Not mediocre. It says full. Amen. Next, please. Faith that does what?
Prevails.
Gentleness. Amen. Say gentleness. That's it. Gentleness. Just loving. Compassionate about it all. Because I know first off that God has to deal with all of us. And yet I'm sitting here whining because this person right here is aggravating me. But yet God has to deal with all of us. And our crazy ways. Gentleness of heart. Hallelujah. And don't ever confuse love with weakness.
Yes, sir.
Don't allow Satan to tell you where you're just weak. There's a flaw in your character. No, there's really not. You know, some people actually told Brother Hagin that. And he said that, come to find out, one of them died when they was 38. Another one died when he is 48. But yet God said, with long life, I'll do what? Satisfy you and show you my salvation. With long life. So whenever you're satisfied, then you can say, okay, God, I'm ready now. When you're satisfied, you don't allow Satan to tell you the terms when you're ready to go. You tell your body, now I'm satisfied, let's go. Gentleness of heart and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be what?
Limitless.
Say limitless. Limitless. That doesn't mean, well, look, you know, I forgave you twice today. You do it one more time, I don't know what's going to happen. I ain't promising nothing. I gave you two chances already. That's all you get. Amen. Amen, yeah. Amen. All right, let's go over to... turn over to 1 John real fast. Well, I'll just write this down. You ain't got to turn there. Write it down. 1 John 3:15. It says that he that hateth his brother is what? A murderer. So for somebody to say that they hate somebody, you're a what?
Murderer.
And you don't have eternal life abiding in you. So the only way I would use the word hate is I hate sin and I hate Satan. That's about the vast of my vocabulary for hate. That's about as far as I'll go with it.
Yeah.
I hate sin and I hate Satan.
Yes, sir.
But to constantly say, I hate this, I hate that, I hate that, I wouldn't allow that to be in my vocabulary. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. But the Bible says, first off, say Ricky didn't say it.
Ricky didn't say it.
Say Ricky didn't say it.
Didn't
he
say
didn't.
It.
Who said it?
God
said, if you hate your brother, you're a what? There's this lady, she was actually a minister, and she told Brother Hagin, she said, you got me all messed up, because during his message, he was preaching, and he said, he that hateth his brother is a murderer, and he said, and mother-in-law, the Holy Ghost had just prompted him to say it, so he said it, so after church, she said, you got me all confused, you got me messed up. He said, I don't have you all confused, you was confused before I got here, word of God just brought it to light. He said, what's your problem? She said, well, I hate my mother-in-law. A minister, right? And he said, well, you don't have eternal life abiding in you. And a lot of times we just use that word loosely. He said, tell me you hate your mother-in-law and check on the inside where your spirit man is. The Holy Ghost lives. And so she said, there's a scratching down there. He said, yeah, that's the love of God trying to constrain you.
Yeah.
Amen? But, okay, I shouldn't have said all that. But anyway, sorry, I got sidetracked. But they had a daughter that started having epileptic seizures. And bad, right? And so they've been believing God for their daughter's healing, right? As parents, we're allowed to do that. Amen. And so they were believing God for her healing, but nothing was changing. And so he talked to her and got her all straightened out, she ended up telling him, you know what? I don't hate him. I love my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, it's just the world that talks us into, or we think that we just hate somebody because of whatever. because they are our mother-in-law or whatever. Amen? That's just human. Human nature, right? It's not the love of God on the inside of us. Now we're allowing our flesh to dominate us. Amen. And not our spirit, man. But anyways, he's about to go to church. She said, hey, will you come over? My daughter, she's starting in like a preliminary right before she got into a full seizure. Will you come pray for her? He said, yeah, I'll go. He said he's driving along, and he just heard it audibly. Well, it wasn't audibly. He heard it, but his wife didn't. She's sitting right beside him. He said it sounded like it came out of the back seat. But the Holy Ghost quoted to him what I quoted to y'all earlier. Exodus 23:25. Amen. And then 1 John 13:34-35. Amen. He said, just don't pray for her. Just tell her. Tell the wife. Tell Satan that you're walking in love. Tell Satan that you are walking in love. Amen. And so he got there and he said, I didn't pray for her. I just went up to the mom and said, and he told her what the Holy Ghost told him to tell her. And he said immediately she just spun around and looked at her daughter that was already in convulsions and bad seizures and said, I'm walking in love. Satan, take your hands off my kid. And the seizure stopped immediately. It's amazing how love correlated with that though. Because she hated her mother-in-law, she thought. But once she got fixed on it and said, you know what? I don't hate them. I love them. See, the love of God has been shed where? And so then once that happens, what's going to happen? He's going to take sickness where? Away from the midst of us. See, Satan had a legal right because she was not walking in love. Amen. We need to understand this. We really need to understand this. Satan had a legal right to mess with their kid because she wasn't walking in love. But as soon as she got it straightened out and lined up, what happened? What happened? She became immediately and didn't have a seizure from that moment forward. He said another time, he asked her about it a few years later. She said, you know, there was another time it tried to happen. And she said, I just looked at her and said, no, Satan, I'm walking in love. You can't, you're not allowed to do that. And she said that it stopped immediately again. Amen. It's funny how a lot of times we'll try to pray for something, but we're not making a connection. We need to find out why. We don't just need to continue to pray for 40 years. Find out why we're not making a connection. Find out what's going on. And once that was found out, the seizure stopped immediately. She said, I'm walking in love. Every step out of love is a step into sin. Amen. Every step out of love is a step into sin. And that's Satan territory, right? Don't give him a foothold. Don't give him an opportunity to attack you, your finances, your health, your family. Don't give him an opportunity. If you don't walk in love every day, or you might have messed up, just repent. Get back underneath the umbrella of love. That's all it takes. Trust me, I have to do it. I do. Because sometimes something will kind of aggravate me, and I'll just be like, Chelsea, why'd you do that? You know, because look, I ain't going to lie to you. It's a walk.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Every day.
Every day. Apparently his is real bad because he's up here. Amen. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking, Marguerite. You're awesome. We don't really like him anyway. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. Amen. I had to get y'all laughing. Now y'all are smiling again because y'all looked angry a second ago. But we're good. Amen. Amen. But it's really amazing the correlation of love and healing and finances and everything like that. It's funny how all that works together, but yet some people constantly pray and not understand why they're not being healed or why this is going on in their life. Well, that faith stuff don't work. It works. But what's your love walk look like? I mean, we got to ask ourselves, if we really want it, if we want answers to what we're believing God for, we need to find out what's the correlation. What's going wrong? Where am I missing it? Because first off, God doesn't miss it. Say, God doesn't miss it. But I can miss it. Amen. Amen. Y'all are doing awesome. Amen. Let's go over to Matthew 5, please. What does love in action look like? Excuse me. Matthew 5, verse 43. Will you pull that up in the Passion, please? Ma'am. It is hotter than a 45 up here, though. Matthew 5, 43. It says, your ancestors have also... Everybody there? Amen? All right, we're all good? All right. Your ancestors have also been taught, love what? And hate the one who hates you. No. No, it doesn't. Your ancestors have also been taught, love your neighbors and hate the one who hates you. However, I say to you, love what? Bless the one who curses you. Do something wonderful. Do something wonderful. Now trust me, this sounds easy right now because we're in here together. But get put in a situation. Me and Chelsea have really learned this tremendously. Because if not, then we'd have just been wrecked. But there's an individual that was constantly taking us to court. Constantly. How many times was it? It was a few. And so we spent quite a bit of money having to go to court. And it was about my back fence. My fence where there's no CCNRs, nothing. There's no regulations. I can have my fence how I want to have my fence. But this person kept taking us to court over it. And I ain't going to lie. The first couple times, Ricky was getting fed up and we was ready to hurt everybody. I really was. Because I'm spending quite a bit of money on lawyers. Now we're going to court. I mean, it got up there. But we just constantly walked in love towards them. Every time we'd see them, we'd wave hi. I mean, did we go over there and have a cookout with them? No. Yeah. No, I'd have been tempted to put antifreeze in it. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I wouldn't have did that. Chelsea might have. No, I'm playing. Amen. No, but we just constantly walked in love. We constantly walked in love. And then our last court date, we went in there. And the judge kind of looked at the paperwork that they submitted and said, you know what? This is monotonous. It was some law. Now she has to pay a huge fine if she ever wants to take me to court again before they would even look at the paperwork, because she was constantly trying to take us over the same thing. I wonder what it would look like if I'd have got upset and angry and just started mouthing and being hateful the whole time. I'd probably still be in court to this day. But since I took authority over it, I told Satan, take his hands off the situation, stop influencing it, and we just did our part. We walked in love. They was unable to do anything. It went to court, but ended up costing them more than it did us. So take us to court if you want to. That's how we was like, whatever. We'll just keep going how we're doing. We're going to continue to walk in love, Satan. You're not going to get us to get our mouth on something that's going to affect our finances, our health, or our kids' health. You're not. We're going to stay in love about this, and we're just going to keep doing what we need to do. And just constantly walked in love. Was it easy? No. Because every time you seen them, you wanted to... The flesh man did. Trust me. Because this was the stupidest thing I ever seen. It's my fence. What does it matter? Satan wants to put you into a situation and apply pressure so that you're not really paying attention, and then you'll start speaking things of cursing instead of blessing over your life. Regardless of the pressure, continue to walk in love. Continue to do what you're supposed to do. Amen. That's what we just did. And so now, like I said, they have to pay a huge amount before they even submit a paper to the court. And the court can look at it and go, no, we ain't taking that, and can still throw it out but keep all the money that they paid. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So that just goes to tell you how many times we went to court with these people. But we stayed in love. Is it always easy? No. Does the flesh man want to act crazy? Every time, almost. We're doing a lot better now. Amen. Amen. But we got to make sure we're watching that, because once you start thinking about it, this is going to affect my health, my finances. This is giving Satan an opportunity to get in here and to start disrupting things, make chaos in my house, take peace out of my house, and now there's just such turmoil. And then we walk around going, God, what's going on? Why is this happening? Check your love walk. No, I'm doing pretty good, you know, but why is all this happening? Well, look at your love walk. No, I'm all right, I think. You know, I ain't been doing nothing too crazy, but check your love walk. And if you constantly keep getting a check of check your love walk, check your love walk. Or if your prayers aren't working or your faith's not working, check your love walk. Make sure you're in love. If you're not, repent. That easy. God, I repent for not walking in love. I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bam. Back underneath the umbrella of love. Amen. Where are we at? Yeah, right there. Go to Luke 6:28, please. I'm going to read that one to you out of the King James. Luke 6:28. Bless. That'll learn you. Amen. Bless them that what? Hold a grudge and don't talk to them ever again. Bless them. Bless them that curse you. Who's saying this? Yeah, he is. Master, God, Jesus. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Are y'all getting any help?
Amen.
Look, I am. Bless them that do what? And pray for them, which what? You're telling me you want me to pray for these people that are using me? That use me? And you want me to be bless the people that curse me, that talk, run their mouth behind my back that I hear about? You look, you don't have to. It's your choice. I mean, I'd advise that you did it. Because the umbrella of love, he'll take sickness where? What does it mean away? Gone. Gone. Not even in the same vicinity, however that word is. Whatever. You know the word. Of you. Away. Gone. God will take it away. You mean I ain't got to sit here and pray and beg and plead with God? No. You walk in love and he said, I'll take sickness away from you. You walk in love, you ain't even got to pray about sickness, because sickness won't even be allowed in your vicinity. Hallelujah. Where are we at? Luke, oh yeah. Bless them that curse you. And pray for them. Pray for them. How many of us really do that? Don't raise your hand. But how many of us do that? Well, it's hard on my flesh. No doubt. Yes, it is. But if it's easy, everybody would do it. Amen. Which this is actually really easy. Because once you start developing love, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier. And you start recognizing the things that are trying to affect your health and your finances and come against you. Because once you start, it's like running. You know, whenever I first started running long distance, a mile, I thought I was going to die. Really did, right? And then I just started working at it constantly. And then I got to where me and my buddy Basham in the military at lunchtime, instead of eating, me and him would go run 5 miles. You know, we had 30 minutes to have lunch, and we'd just go knock it out. We'd get changed real fast and go knock out 5 miles and run and talk at the same time, which is pretty hard, but it helps build your lungs while you do that. But I went from going, not even being able to run, to where 5 miles running and talking at the same time was easy. See, that's the same way love is. Once you start exercising love, things that used to affect you and used to mess you up, kind of trip you up, they don't do that any longer. Because you're developing that love on the inside of you, and you just continue to move forward. Amen. Romans 12, please. I'm going to read it out of the Passion. Romans 12, verse 16. Everybody there? Amen. The Passion's up here on the overhead if you want to see it. It says, live what? Amen. Live happily together in a spirit of what? And be as mindful of yourself. It's funny how love never, ever looks at itself. Love never checks itself out, but always makes sure the other person is doing all right. Amen. In harmony, be as mindful of another's worth as you are your own. Don't live with a lofty mindset, thinking you are too important to serve others. But be willing to do menial task and identify with those who are humble minded. Amen. Don't be smug or even think for a moment that you know it all. Amen. Amen. I just kind of thought of that shirt. You know, I don't need Google. My wife knows everything. But don't be smug or even think for a moment that you know it all, because you don't. Neither do I. But with the Holy Ghost's help, God's leading us, He's teaching us, right? Amen. So that way we're not just walking around blind every day, right? Amen. Next, please. Never hold a what? Or try to do what? I'm going to get them back one day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. But plan your life around what? To benefit yourself? Are you sure? Who? See, if we walk in love, well, we'll go. Amen. Never hold a grudge or try to get even. Say, get even. And I shouldn't ever hold a grudge. I shouldn't. Amen. Because I'm not walking in love. I'm not. If I'm holding a grudge, I'm holding something against somebody. And that's not love. Amen. Never hold a grudge or try to get even. But plan your life around the noblest way to what? To benefit others? To benefit others. To help them succeed in life, instead of looking at yourself and what you can do first all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all all right? You and me both. Amen. If you get two people trying to outdo each other in love, then you will have a heavenly home. If you get two people trying to outdo each other, then you'll have a heavenly home. Or you'll have a heavenly relationship at the business, at work, at your job site, wherever. Amen. But you don't understand, they're constantly talking about me. Okay, but what does love do? Jesus was still able to love these people that are punching him in the mouth, that are spitting in his face, but yet that same love we have on the inside of us. So what are we doing with it? Amen. Well, you know, you don't understand what they're saying. Well, I'm pretty sure they probably said it about all of us, to be honest with you. Yeah, you're not only singled out by yourself, you know that, right? You understand that all of us walk through some difficulties in our life. Satan wants to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. That's his job. He wants to take everything you own. Amen. But if we walk in love, amen, then it ain't going to happen. Amen. Putting another man's candle out doesn't make yours brighter. Amen. Let's go to Galatians 5, please. Can y'all handle some more? We're getting there, okay? Galatians 5. How far did we get through Romans? Did we even go to Romans? Okay, we'll keep going. It's 11. Go back to Romans. Sorry. I apologize. Go to Romans. Hold your place in Galatians 5:6. Then go back to Romans, please. Romans 12. Pull that up in the Passion, please. Next, please. Next. Did we read this? Beloved, don't be obsessed with what? But leave that to God's righteous justice. For the scripture says, say what? And I will repay, says the Lord. Amen. Next, please. And if your enemy is hungry, that just really messes up some people. Amen. Used to mess me up. What do you mean buying lunch? I spend my money on somebody that's just constantly running their mouth and being hateful to me? Yeah, I must be crazy. There must be a weakness in my character. See, that's what Satan will convince you of. Oh, there's a weakness in your character. I can't believe you'll just let people talk to you like that. It's not a weakness. It's the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. It's the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. And if we're not exercising it, then it's just down there laying dormant. Amen. And then we just start popping off with just random things. Whatever comes to mind, we'll say it. If your enemy is hungry, buy him lunch. Win him over with hatefulness. I'm telling you, amen. For your surprising generosity will awaken his conscience. And God will reward you with what? See, but yet Satan will try to convince us there's a flaw in our character. No. The favor of God is on my life because I am walking in love. That's why I constantly see the fullness of God everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Amen. Next, please. Never let evil defeat you. Amen. But defeat evil with what? Regardless of how everybody else in the world wants to act. Regardless of how everybody else in the world wants to act, If we say we're Christians, then we need to act like we are. And if we are Christians, the love of God's been shed abroad where? So what are we doing with the love? Have we been walking in it? Have we been even been using it? Have we been exercising it at all? Or are we just, you know, running off at the mouth constantly? And then trying to figure out why their sickness keeps coming, why lack keeps showing up at my front door, why things keep breaking down everywhere. Amen. You might as well say amen, it's still good. Amen. Amen. I'd start checking out some things. I really would. Look, because we have to do this same exact thing. So if my faith isn't working, my prayer life's not working, I'm checking out my love walk. I'm going to find out where have I missed it, what have I been doing. Because obviously I'm not walking in love like I should be, because now Satan's got an advantage to be able to come and do something, either bring sickness, bring lack. And even though I think I'm full of faith and I'm using it wide open, I even got my scriptures and I'm standing on them. But God can't just help you out, because what does the Word of God say? Amen. He's got to stay with His Word. God cannot go outside of His Word and just do something for each person individually. He does it for all of us, right? Amen. And if the love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts, what's going to happen? Sickness is going to be where? Somewhere else, not where I'm at. Amen. Did we read 21? Thank you. Go over to Galatians 5, please. Galatians 5, 6. Look, we ain't going to make it. Okay? It's almost, we got like 5 minutes till 11:30. And seeing y'all's face, I don't know if y'all can do very much more. Please stop. Amen. Y'all ever, if anybody else ever had a baby, y'all ever fed the baby and then they get full, what do they start doing? You just start spitting it out. You start rubbing it all over them, right? That's kind of what some of y'all look like. You're like, ah, good, okay, what else? We're getting there, amen. Galatians 5, verse 6. For, where are we at? Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teach it. Huh? I'm in 6. I'm glad y'all are paying attention. I was like, what am I reading? Good call. That's why y'all are here. Amen. I'm joking. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, what? How does faith work? See, that lets us know right there, if our faith ain't working, what to check. Because faith works by what? So if I'm not walking in love, but yet I have healing scriptures that I'm standing on, and I quote them daily. I got them up on my window in my bathroom. I got scriptures for a new vehicle and all this. And I'm standing on faith. But my love walk has no fruit in it at all. Is my faith going to work? Why not? We need to understand this. Amen. This really helps us out to recognize what's going on. So if our faith ain't working, we know what to check now. What do we check? Our love walk. Amen. Faith worketh by love. So if my faith's not working, this would be the first place I'd check. Find out how my love walk is doing. Amen. 1 Peter 3, 7 real fast. 1 Peter 3, 7. I'll read it out of the Passion. Amen. Y'all ready? Husbands, you in turn must treat your wives with hatefulness, aggravating them, telling them what they're messing up on all the time, trying to teach them how to fix their life, how they should clean and wash dishes, how they need to vacuum. Are you sure? Because some husbands act like that. And then they're like, why ain't my faith working? Why is this sickness here? Well, how are you treating your wife? Out in public, you know, we treat them good. How are you treating your wife at the house? Amen. I am not looking at nobody. You in turn must treat your wives with what? Viewing them as feminine partners who deserve to be what?
Honored.
Honored? For they are what? They are co-heirs with you. Amen? The divine grace of life, so that nothing, say nothing, will do what? See, if my prayer life ain't working, what do I need to check up on? How am I treating my spouse? What does my love walk towards my spouse look like now? Amen. Y'all all right? Okay, we probably should better stop. But, hallelujah. Can y'all go anymore? Yeah? Y'all all right? Anybody? Amen. Before we ever respond to anyone, I'd write this down. Before we ever respond to anyone, we need to ask ourselves, how is what I'm about to say going to affect the other person? Before we ever respond to anyone, we need to ask ourselves, how is what I'm about to say going to affect the other person? See, love doesn't always think about itself. Love always thinks about the other person. Always. That'll let you know right away as well if you're walking in love. Because if you are thinking about the other person, the thing that you was going to say, you probably won't say it. If it's hurtful, if it's demeaning, if it's degrading, if it's telling them how horrible they are, they're stupid, I'm going to beat you up, whatever it is. Love always looks at how is what I'm about to say going to affect this person. You got it. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I'm sitting there, the Holy Spirit's just talking. Tiana, if you can get that song, Break Every Chain, we're going to be praying here in a second. But I know the Holy Spirit's speaking to everybody in this room, because we all have that special person that is hard to get along with, or that has used us, or said hurtful things, or done terrible things to someone you love or yourself. We all have those things. And I know that as he's speaking, the Holy Spirit is bringing up circumstances that you're remembering, things in the past, or this person that you can't quite feel like you can love. But God's saying, you can. You can love them, because I shed it abroad in your heart. He's saying, if I can love you, you can love them. He's saying, if I died on the cross for you when you were still a sinner, then you can love. We're going to stand at our feet. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father God, for this word. Thank you, Father God, for this word. The Holy Spirit's saying that we do need to get some things right in our life. We have to take some time to declare some things. We have to take some time to ask for forgiveness concerning this area. Or anything else, Tiana, that you think is appropriate is fine too. But we do have to get those things settled because God is trying to get us to another place, a place that for healing, for us, for our family. Hallelujah. There's a place that we have to get. We have to be able to ask for forgiveness in our area, and then in this area, and then start walking things out. So we're going to do that. Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord,